AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says someone from within Iran's government might be best suited to take power once the U.S.-Israeli war on the country ends. 4 days in, hundreds have been killed, nearly all in Iran, including many of its top leaders. It's also disrupting global energy supplies. Patrick Dahan with Gas Buddy.
As Qatar announces that ceasing natural gas production, given the Strait of Hormuz de facto closure that we're seeing, that is also causing the price of heating oil, which can be used as a replacement to natural gas, to skyrocket. Heating oil and diesel are also essentially the same product. So partially as a result of that natural gas curtailment, we're seeing diesel and heating oil prices jump to their highest level since 2024. That is going to be certainly a very significant point of contention for the U.S. economy.
Julie Walker reports the war's stranding travelers.
Matt Carwell from New Hampshire is stuck in Dubai with his wife. He was doing a phone interview with the AP, talking from his hotel balcony about how he felt relatively safe because of the UAE's air defense when a fighter jet flew overhead.
UAE government has done, I don't know if you can hear that, but there's a fighter jet that is just fighter jet. I can hear it. Overhead.
He's in the aviation industry and is staying near the Fairmont Hotel, the site of a weekend missile strike from Iran.
We were actually sitting on the beach at our hotel when the Fairmont got hit, and you could feel the concussion on your chest.
The State Department is urging Americans to get out. Carwell says while some are driving hours to other UAE airports to try and fly out, they're waiting for Dubai flights, which for them may not be until March 10th or later. I'm Julie Walker.
The Pentagon's identified 4 of the 6 U.S. soldiers killed as Army reservists. They worked in logistics in Kuwait. This is AP News. Voters in North Carolina, Arkansas, and Texas have been casting ballots in primaries, kicking off the midterm elections. Jennifer King reports many eyes are on Texas.
Voters in Texas are choosing Senate candidates in a competitive primary race. On the Republican side, it's between incumbent Senator John Cornyn, State Attorney General Ken Paxton, and Congressman Wesley Hunt, a Black Republican whose district includes portions of Houston. Cornyn argues that Paxton is too controversial and would lead to a GOP massacre up and down the ballot. President Trump did not endorse any of the Republican Senate candidates during a recent trip to Corpus Christi.
A little bit of a race. It's going to be an interesting one, right?
Democrats think this might be their time to win the Senate. State Representative James Tallarico says his campaign is a place for people who are tired of both President Trump and D.C. Democrats. U.S. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett says she can take the fight to Republicans this fall. I'm Jennifer King.
The latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.